Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Find out what's going on here. What is going on? What in the world is happening? We're floating away. It's, let me see, where are we? Seven after the hour. That's always what time it is when we come into your ear and your head and your world. Friday, the 29th of October, another hour of conversation focusing on today. Friday is, there's not Friday the 13th. It's Friday the 13th plus 16. How about that?
My mom's birthday today.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Happy birthday.
A new car.
Hey.
All set. Right. Okay, so let's see. Do we want good news first or bad news?
Always. How about you keep the bad news and just give us the good news?
There you go.
Well, if I keep the
double
bad
down
news,
on the good?
We're all done for today. we're finished. Done. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner is at the ready as well. We'll have a lot of trending things in our discussion, as usual, today. Florida engineers say that all large buildings there ought to be inspected after the wild surf. I guess it has to do with Surfside, the building, but the surf, maybe not just Florida, but up and down the coast, because the weather this weekend, actually this past week, has been something to talk about. And today, from Washington, I don't know, up the Carolinas, all the way up the coast to New Jersey. Tomorrow it comes up to where I am, although it's pretty much a coastal storm. There's going to be plenty of rain, et cetera, et cetera. Not as much as last week if you're not on the coast. If you're on the coast, whoop-de-doo, a lot of wind and rain. So what's it doing where you are, Victoria, in Jersey?
It rained so heavily last night that we sleep with a white noise machine, and it still woke us up. The rain was the rain was kind of crazy. There was some thunder that came through, which was a little odd. But and then today we just have all the gale winds, and then the rain picks up again tomorrow. So it's, not going to be a fun weekend for Halloween. I think the kids are going to get washed out.
Well,
it's good for them.
Good. It's good for them. Have no
candy. Good for them.
No Halloween, no candy. What a killjoy you are, Jay.
Well, kids
no. Yeah, no, I mean, let them still go. It doesn't matter what the weather is outside. Growing up, we had to base our Halloween costumes around snowsuits. Snowsuits or rain suits.
Really? I keep forgetting that because I'm from New Jersey and Doug's in Massachusetts and clearly a bah humbug about Halloween as well as other holidays. And Jen's in L.A. So it's so funny to think about, like, you know, Jay in Cleveland as a kid in a snowsuit with a costume over it. Because I don't know anyone who grew up in such cold conditions. Sometimes it's, you know, 70 degrees for Halloween in the mid-Atlantic states.
It's going to be 84 here today.
There you go.
Last Halloween, it snowed here. We had three. Yep. Remember last year at this time? We had snow. It went away quickly, but it snowed. At least in New England it did, where I was. I was really ticked off because I was in the middle of haying a great big field and the snow came, and that was the end of that. So anyway, there is a wild weather to talk about. The Surfside conversation is not real. It is kind of about the surf. But remember last summer when that building collapsed down in Miami?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So now there's the leading engineer groups have gotten together down there. They were called a Surfside Working Group, and their suggestions are rather interesting. Florida is supposed to any building that's has 10 people or more and bigger than 2,000 square feet. Well, isn't that? First of all, who lives in a building 10 people in 2,000 square feet?
Welcome to New York.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people do that, actually. Yeah.
I mean, the last one bedroom that I had in New York City was 500 square feet.
That's 200 square feet. So that was
four apartments.
Yeah, that's 250 a piece.
Right, but if they're saying 2,000, so that's four apartments that you would want to inspect.
Good heavens. All right, so anyway.
Welcome to what people do, Doug. I mean,
I know.
My neighbors have a one-bedroom house, and I don't even know how many people live in over there. There's probably close to 10 people over there.
There are people,
don't have anywhere near 2,000 square feet. I don't. I don't have 2,000 square feet.
Yeah, but you could if you wanted to.
How?
Buy a bigger house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know. It's so simple, right?
Yeah. How much money do you have? House this weekend? Like, I mean...
And he's very concerned about the billionaire tax. I think Doug's a secret billionaire. We should put him... Remember that dating show?
Get a bigger house. I wish it were.
Yeah. Just...
Move to some place where it's less expensive to live. Yeah, all of that stuff. Somebody would throw that at you one way or another, whether it's something that's reasonable or whether it's something that's fair or whatever it is. It isn't... What would the world be like if everybody had the same thing and we're all treated the same, there was equality for everybody?
It'd be boring. I'm not asking for that. I'm just saying you sound
welcome
a little
to
out
Korea.
Of touch when
North
you're like,
Korea.
How
welcome
can people
China.
Live in 2,000 square feet?
Yeah. Because
I've got 1,400 and I'm doing all right. I'm okay. Yeah. I'm happy enough.
Well, half of it's that back porch that has all the holes in the screens.
What are you talking about?
It is just ruthless.
I don't even have a back porch with a screen.
Wait a minute. You used to have that. That was how I got into your house.
There's no screen on that dinghy.
I thought there was a screen.
It's just a back
somehow
porch.
You broke into Jen's house and you're blaming her for not repairing it?
I didn't blame her
but
for anything.
There was no hole in anything.
Well, yeah, the door was open.
Oh, shall we move on?
The door was open. It's perfectly nice.
Getting stuck here. Anyway, Jay's been pretty quiet about all this. She must live in a mansion.
She doesn't want you to insult her house, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Building collapse is still a mystery. Nobody knows what caused it. Although there are, two and two is still four, right? If you think about why it went down and the sand and construction, all that stuff probably figures into it. But it gives you something to think about.
You're right.
Yeah. Well,
so what was the good news again?
Yeah,
I haven't gotten there yet. You've so distracted me.
So wait, Jen said let's start with the good news, and somehow we ended up trashing all of our places of dwelling, and yet I don't remember what the good news was.
Hey, my advice is the smaller of the house you have, the less you have to clean, the more you have to live your life.
Really? All right.
Those are good words
that.
To live by. I'm just saying. Right.
Yeah.
No, that's actually something good to think about because, as an example of that, when I went to I went to an allergist last week and she said there's too much dust in my house. I said,
maybe you need a smaller house. Move somewhere else. Get a smaller house.
Move in with 10 people.
Yeah.
Get some roommates who will clean for you.
You rattle around in that big old house and it's all dust.
Andrew Cuomo. Is in the
is this the good news or the bad news?
I don't know. I've kind of gotten off the good news kick. I think I'll just dump bad news. Well, maybe the good news comes at the bottom of the hour because I'm going to do my annual rendition of the Monster Mash. Have a round of applause. Yay!
Yeah, I know, right? I'm still waiting for good news.
Andrew Cuomo facing misdemeanor for sex crime related offenses. I think this is good news. The people who have been abused by him and the people who didn't want to see. He was, what I want to know is how come he resigned. So he had to, we couldn't get rid of Newsom this way. They were two up at the same time.
Yeah, they do it differently in New York.
It's an impeachment in New York.
Right. So anyway.
It takes a lot longer.
What does it mean? Is he going to jail?
Well, I mean, he's going to have to actually now defend himself if this goes... If this goes to a trial, or if he's actually brought up on charges, yeah, I mean, it depends. I can't imagine that there's a fine for sexually assaulting someone or touching them. I don't know what the punishment is, but it's another it certainly is another nail in the coffin.
Speaking of that, do you know who John Marion Grant is? Was.
No.
Nope. No.
He was strapped to a gurney last night inside the execution chamber.
Oh, can't we do some good news?
First lethal injection in 6 years.
Great. That's not that good news. Ugh. Jen, wait, what did he do?
Tell me what he did. What he did first, and then we'll say.
He died. That's what happened.
No, right. But I mean, what were his crimes?
He was killed for the slaying of a prison cafeteria worker. He'd been in jail on other counts, if you will.
Not terrible.
What? Killing a...
No, I mean, it's not terrible news that you just laid on us. I mean, sometimes it's like, are we just... I don't know. I don't love the death penalty. I struggle with it. But if you're someone who's been in and out of jail, killing people in jail, what else are you going to do?
Yeah. Well, that's a matter of... Usually the prison inmates take care of people like that. They don't need... They're already there. They don't need the execution chamber. They just need to put them in general population, and that takes care of that.
He was the ringleader, and maybe the person working in the cafeteria didn't give up enough extra special stuff for the inmates.
Jeez. Wow. Mm-hmm. That sounds like victim blaming.
Oh, no, I'm just saying. Doug's talking about why this guy wasn't offed by other inmates. I think he was the ringleader of the other inmates.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, no, so, I'm not blaming the cafeteria worker.
I was like,
she didn't have to come to work.
Why did you hold back on seconds?
I'm sorry if it came out that way.
Most of the people who have been executed, let's see, this is Oklahoma. There are, I'm looking at a list and pictures of people who have been executed. Most of them are black. So what are the black people running? Black Lives Matter. So why is that? You want to start something. Why is it that most people who are executed are black? Not all of them. There's white people that have been executed.
Yeah, I think it's not fair to say. I mean, if I think of all the people in California, none of them are black. I think of the people who've been on death row who are never going to get executed because California has put a pause on that. But, like, think about the big serial killers. Think about Richard Ramirez. He was the
white
face.
White men, white young men.
And he was Mexican. Yeah. So, I mean, it's like, I don't know. I think it's real easy to say that everybody that gets executed is black, but I don't know.
I didn't say that.
True.
I just said most of the people on this list with the pictures are black. That's what I said. All right, so food for thought.
I can tell you if they're murderers, that's more important to me than what color they are.
Yeah, well, I think there are several different, but that's the worst. Yeah, exactly. If you are not happy, nobody else can make you happy. Words of wisdom for me in the current podcast, the download at the DJV program. Basically, the theme of the conversation you'll hear in part, anyway, is mind your own business. Take care of yourself. Et cetera, et cetera. We also opine over gas prices and property taxes and where all your money is going. And then there's the usual conversation about food and farm, et cetera, et cetera. That's a lot of a part of our DJV program. DJVshow.com is where you get the podcast. You can also listen to the program all day long, the whole thing, at DJVshow.com. And the podcast is just basically available wherever you get your podcasts.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Elizabeth, what's the deal? Now, you always are running specials at Calitrin, so what's the approach for people to get the best for their buck?
It's so good to give your body back that collagen protein, the way that your body had it when it was younger. Well, right now we actually have a huge fall special where when you buy 3 month supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, you know, it's not a quick fix fad product, but our 90 day supply has huge results. And when you buy that 90 days, you're going to get 90 days free. So you're basically paying half price. It's buy three, get three free, and it's also unlimited. So if you wanted to stock up and save even more, it's on our website. You can buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10. It's on toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS. You can also use the promo code DJV to not have to pay shipping on any orders of Calitrin, too.
Check it all out at toploss.com. That's the Calitrin website. It works, and that's why I'm proud to be behind it and endorse it. DJV at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Three after the hour on the Friday DJV program, Doug with Jen, Victoria, and Jay, who has some good news. You've all been waiting for some good news. There's a wonderful story involving a fabulous star that we'll get to right after this.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Okay, so Jay, nice to have you back in the fold, as a matter of fact. The good news involves, I think this is something he's done before, if I remember correctly, is it not?
Oh, Tom Hanks is a national treasure, for sure. This is not his first wedding he has crashed, nor will it likely be his last. But he happened upon a wedding on the beach in Santa Monica, and, of course, he went to go say his congratulations.
Someone caught it on video, right? Because I saw the video. It was so cute. He wandered in, and he was just like, can I get a picture with the bride and groom? And then the other bride, who was dressed in a suit, and then he was like, oh, and what did he say? He goes, oh, my stock just went up or something like
that. Yeah, my stock, oh, man, my stock just exploded. And you can hear gasping like, oh, that's Woody from his character in the Toy Story films.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, it was great. And he is awesome. I feel like more celebrities, if you happen upon a wedding, you should go and crash it.
I think any time you happen upon a wedding, right? It's so nice. When we got married, and Doug wasn't invited, so you're going to hear all about it. We got married in a gazebo on the boardwalk, and so my dad walked me down the boardwalk before we got to the destination, and it was so nice to have total strangers just congratulating you on your wedding day. And then it happened again for my brother and sister-in-law. They got married on the beach in Laguna in California, and everybody just took a minute to congratulate them. It's like the most wonderful feeling to have total strangers, you know, in this incredibly weird, divisive world that we live in. Yeah. It's just so nice to have just random strangers offering good wishes. It's really cute. And so Tom Hanks did that, too. It was very sweet.
I just, being a veteran Santa Monica, and if that's the right way, my time in California mostly has been spent in Santa Monica. The wonder, the feeling of Ocean Avenue, the restaurants, the whole feeling there of the boardwalk and going out to the Santa Monica Pier, which is where the wedding was, apparently. And there are some great restaurants he probably wandered in. I don't know where. I think he lives up in the Palisades.
He looked like he was out for a run. He was in very casual sort of running, walking gear.
Yeah, you can run along the beach there. But he would have to have come back around and walked up and gotten onto the pier from the beach. You can't just run down the pier. I mean, what, run down the beach, and you don't run into you. You run under the pier, but you'd have to walk. Or he'd have to have planned, or not planned, but he had to make a point of going up there, go out of his way,
checking it out, then circle back around.
Yeah, right. But that is a fabulous place for a wedding. I went to Mary Geller's daughter get married on the beach up in Malibu. I don't know, maybe 8-9 years ago, or 10 years ago. I don't know. And it was one of the most wonderful experiences that I've ever had. There were about 50 people there, and it was a night, you know, kind of just as the sun was setting, and about as romantic as you can, you know, can get, those sorts of things. And it's just that's a fabulous feeling. And if you can't feel really good on your wedding day, when can you feel good? That's what we would think about as well. Congratulations. 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. J.D. Power and Associates has designated Genesis as its highest-ranked brand overall in the J.D. Power 2021 DXI study. Genesis earned the designation by offering a high level of advanced technologies across its product lineup. The TXI Innovation Study analyzes 36 technologies, which are divided into four categories: convenience, emerging automation, energy and sustainability, and infotainment and connectivity. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Former New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo was charged Thursday with groping a former aide in Albany's executive mansion. A misdemeanor criminal complaint filed in Albany City Court alleges that Cuomo did intentionally, for no legitimate purposes, forcibly touch aide Brittany Camisso. Cuomo stepped down from governor of the Empire State after numerous women came forward with similar claims. President Biden is hoping to have his social spending package done before next week's global climate summit in the United Kingdom. But his fellow Democrats abandoned plans for a vote on Thursday, leaving the whole platform up in the air. Two bills are waiting on Congress, a bipartisan infrastructure bill at just over $1 trillion, and the partisan Build Back Better plan that's thousands of pages thick. Biden landed in Rome on early Friday for a summit of the G20 major economies, where plans for a global minimum tax will be on the agenda. USA Radio News.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now, today. You can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Many gun experts will tell you death by a firearm is never an accident, only negligence. Trial attorney Jeff Harris on CNBC explained that a question of negligence on the Rust movie set in New Mexico last week could come down to the level of firearm training that actor and producer Alec Baldwin received.
Typically, negligence is something that occurs in the civil context. And if you have gross negligence, which is the kind of negligence that is likely to result in someone's death, that's criminal negligence. And I frankly think that if you have a movie set where you've got live ammunition that is intermingled with dummy ammunition and intermingled with blanks, that's the kind of activity that rises to the level of gross negligence. And I do believe that someone ultimately is going to be charged with at least criminal negligence in this case.
Mr. Harris explains a movie set shooting is different from a real-world shooting.
If you point a gun at somebody in the real world and you accidentally discharge it and that person is injured or killed, you're going to be charged with manslaughter if they're killed, and you're going to have a negligent suit filed against you. But on a movie set, there may be reasons why you point a weapon at someone for artistic reasons. And so it's a different question. And so really the question here is, should Alec Baldwin have done something to confirm what the AD says to him?
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. And a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Prime.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Good news is, if you're an ABBA lover, this hits you where it helps, right? Under the circumstances, the song, many, many songs came from and still come from ABBA, in a manner of speaking. Although, according to their PR people, they're about done. They have broken up before, and now they're breaking up for good. But they have some new music. Would you find any new music? They're all in their 70s.
Some of the new songs. They have a couple new songs out. One's kind of a ballad, and then it picks up a bit, and then the other one sounds very much
like ABBA. Yeah, exactly. So they were really big in the 70s. I think their first hit happened when I was still a disc jockey, and then they've been back and forth, and I mean, all kinds of profiles about them. You see PBS and so forth and so on has done some. Great stories. And then there was, wasn't there a Broadway show about ABBA?
Yeah. Mamma
yeah,
Mia.
Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia.
And then that's yeah, great. Into a film.
Apparently Phil can't find the
two
other
films, songs, and then Cher did a whole cover album. I think yeah, they don't like, they don't, they're notoriously, I guess, shut-ins, and they don't like to travel, and like you said, they don't like each other, and right, but I think they just like making money.
Money.
And they don't really need to do much except just sit there and let the royalties flow in.
Right. They don't have to do anything. Is Phil gone home? Where are we?
No.
Where's he gone? Huh?
He's just vibing.
I'm just vibing. Yeah. He's dancing.
I thought you were gonna, we were asking for the new songs.
Yeah, I don't have that one yet.
Darn it. Okay. So I think that's the end of the ABBA story. All right, there we go.
Well, anyway, but tell the rest of the story is that that tour is going to start next year, and mm-hmm, so they're building a...
And then they're done.
Well, they're not going on tour themselves. They're called Avatars. So they've taken the actual ABBA members, and then they digitally have put them onto younger bodies. And so you're going to look, they just look like the younger
just
versions
my
of
normal
themselves.
Life.
I know,
yeah,
right? Can we get that as an Instagram filter?
I want a Gentar to go to work for me.
I thought there were holograms.
It's not a hologram.
What's the difference between a hologram and an avatar? What's the difference?
The way that they're producing this, they it's being billed as one of a kind, so it's something, it's new technology.
$50 extra on your ticket is
right,
the difference. You can see
yeah,
it.
Well, it's
but it's not an avatar. It's not.
I don't understand who goes to see these shows with just like a screen projection. I mean, I get it was cool to see like Tupac at Coachella. That's great. That's fun. You know, but you're there for like real people with like blood coursing through their veins.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd go see it. Why not just go to a movie?
Well, some people are so starved, or they like anything different that gets them out of the house, I guess, much as anything else. And there's so much entertainment at home, you got to do something different to get people to a concert or a football game or whatever, don't you? I mean, there are those people who would say you can see the football game actually better if you're sitting in your living room than going to the game. Most of the seats are not that good. Same for baseball, you hear that. And I remember the time Jennifer's dad took me to the hockey game of the L.A. Kings, and we sat up on the top. I couldn't even see the ice, never mind the players.
That's the press section.
Right. Yeah, so how do the press people see what's going on? They have television sets. They're watching this whole summer, this whole past summer, the broadcasts of baseball games took place from studios or from the broadcast booth for the
home
team.
Parks.
Yeah, and they were watching. They had usually 7 or 8 screens because that's how many cameras there are in the parks. Even though you're only seeing one screen at a time, they can see all 7. And so, in many cases, I remember hearing the broadcasters say, "I just like listening to the Red Sox broadcast team. It's a really good combo, and it's entertaining, and it's fun to listen to the games." But they would say any number of times, "Well, let's see, over on camera 7." And, you know, they weren't there. So does that take away from everyone? I mean, that sticks in the back of your head a little bit. Well, they're not there. How do they really know what's going on? Is this just made up? And no, it was pretty good, pretty reliable. But still, what part of the reality of the day is, I guess. Hopefully we're getting away from all that, and they'll all be back with the teams this next year. The Astros and the Dodgers are not playing. The Astros and the Braves are playing. So who is where? Last time I saw...
They're tied at a game apiece.
Yeah, one apiece. All right, so it'll be a good season. I mean, a good series. Today is Frankenstein Friday, which is on the last Friday of October, falling in line, obviously, with what happens on All Hallows Eve. This was created to celebrate Mary Shelley and her novel Frankenstein, which was also named the modern Prometheus. Shelley's creation spawned a whole genre of spooky stuff, spooky things and fun celebrations all together. But I remember learning about All Hallows Eve in Sunday school. Did you learn about that in church? All Hallows Eve was a religious celebration to celebrate the spirits that had passed. You know that, right? That's what it was.
Well, and All Saints Day is the following day, right?
Yeah. Right, exactly.
I didn't learn any of that, but sure.
You didn't?
Mm-mm.
Well, it was a Celtic, good dog, Celtic festival pronounced Samhain, Sawhain, period between the autumn equinox and the winter solstice, because we're halfway through that period. Things are getting darker. And as we get darker, that brings us closer to the spirit worlds, they all thought, and other worlds as well. So that's why people would light bonfires, wear costumes to ward off the spirits and disguise themselves so the ghost wouldn't know who they were. Did you know that that's what was, that's part of it anyway?
Yeah, and then, isn't that part of the reason with the pumpkins too?
Yeah.
The jack-o'-lanterns?
Yes, that's true. Yes, it is. But as usual, the religions tried to take it. The Christians were great at taking all the pagan communities and the pagan celebrations and making them their own, whether it's a Christmas or Halloween, you name the celebration, and they were all taken over by the early Catholic Church. And so they then the church made it feel, as far as their members were concerned, that you needed to go to church on All Hallows' Eve to protect yourself, or All Saints' Day, I think, probably November 1st, Jennifer, to be fair. The time when all the spookies were out on October 31st, and in order to save yourself, you had to go to church on the 1st of November. And let's see here, November 2nd is All Souls' Day, if I remember correctly. I remember doing all that stuff in church. Did any of you? They do that, or is it just my time?
No, I don't remember any of it.
Yeah,
no,
used to go.
I don't think
yeah.
it was a holy day of obligation or anything for Catholics, but.
Mm-hmm. Some of these superstitions now that we have, they go back to ancient times. Don't walk under a ladder. Don't let a black cat walk across in front of you, because the witches were the ones that liked the black cats, and if the witches were no good, the black cats were no good either, right? And if you were from Ireland, you might choose this time, this is harvest time, to see a fortune teller, to perform various divinations, burning chestnuts, some big that the early soothsayers did. I don't know, what did burning chestnuts smell like? Anybody ever been around burning chestnuts?
Yeah, have you ever been to New York City in the winter? Roasting chestnuts on every corner.
For
the homeless?
Well, that's how they keep warm, but no.
Yeah, they roast chestnuts.
Roasting
on
their chestnuts.
Yeah, that's how they keep warm.
On an open fire. All right,
they, yeah, they sing Bing Crosby because they're very happy homeless people.
Right. Okay. So are we doing anything for Halloween this year? Jay, what are you doing, even though you're not in a celebratory mood? What is what's going on?
Just hanging out, hanging with family. Maybe try to watch
Victoria?
A scary movie somewhere in there, but we'll see.
Of course, yeah. I'm sure you're going to get a scary movie.
What about you? No, we're not doing anything.
Nothing. Zero.
Mm-mm.
All right.
Nope.
What an exciting group we have here. All right,
what
Jennifer,
are you doing?
What am I doing?
Yeah.
I'm going to celebrate Halloween by doing my annual rendition of the Monster Mash. Are we ready? Cue up the noise.
I'll tell you what I'm doing for Halloween later.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are we boiling something?
Yes, this is the beginning of the Monster Mash. I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise, he did the mash. He did the Monster Mash.
Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
He caught on in a flash. He did the Monster Mash from my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrodes. They did the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the Monster Mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. Scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Eager on chains, backed by baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five. They played the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the Monster Mash. Out from his coffin, Drax's voice did ring. Seems he was troubled by just one thing. He opened the lid and shook his fist and said, "Whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?" now the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It's now a Graveyard Smash.
It's now a mash.
Caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the Monster Mash. Now, everything's cool. Drax a part of the band. My Monster Mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
And do my Graveyard Smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can Monster Mash.
Ooh.
Ooh. Right, that was something a lot of people look forward to.
Really? I was jamming.
Really?
Nice. Good job, Doug.
Nice. Well, thank you. Actually, Phil, that was a good version. I don't think we've ever used
that
version before. That
Jay's only heard that once.
Yeah.
I know, right? He's like, oh, a lot of people look forward to that.
Really? Well, I was about receipts. to start jamming with you and chiming in with those ooh-ahs.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You would have made
it. But then I was like, you know what? I can't sing, so.
It's so cute how new you are.
What's that supposed to mean?
That's a little
slam-a-rooney.
Exactly
what it means. A little slam-a-rooney. All right, anyway, so we have that. That was the biggest song ever recorded for Halloween, but there were a lot of others there. I remember Don't Fear the Reaper by Blue Oyster Cult. That's actually a great song. Charlie Daniels and the Devil Went Down to Georgia. There's Michael Jackson's Thriller. You think that's a Halloween song? Does that work?
Yeah, it certainly
was. It's like one of the most iconic ones.
Yeah.
Screaming Jay Hawkins, I Put a Spell on You. I love that.
That's a good one.
5-6 seconds of that. Ooh. And then there's Gene Simmons with the Haunted House thing. The second best one for me after the Monster Mash was Sheb Woolley doing the Pink Purple People Eater. Anybody ever heard that beside me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sound familiar. What was it? Longhorn something something.
Yeah. Sheb Woolley was on Rawhide. He was a cowboy actor. And they used to sing around, actually, literally. Yeah, here it is.
Oh, I've heard this,
yeah.
I don't think of Halloween, though, with this.
No? Yeah. You know what's a great Halloween song also for a party is Redbone's Witch Queen of New Orleans. That's actually quite a good
Marie
song.
Marie Laveau, yeah, that's a great song.
Yeah, that really is. And let's see here. John Fogerty's Eye of the Zombie. Let's see. The Eagles did Witchy Woman. I don't know if that's a Halloween. Do you think that's a Halloween song? CCR did Bad Moon.
Bad Moon Rising is always a good one.
Right.
Oh,
for Halloween.
Yeah. And that's a good one. Frankenstein. That's a good one.
All right. We've had our celebration of Halloween, folks. This is the DJV program at 48 after the hour. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite
and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure, and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Tech Talk time, 53 past the hour, time for a review of the top 5 items from the world of technology, according to the research done by Victoria Keelan, who's here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, starting at number 5, moving to number 1. At number 5, it's Car Talk. In a minute,
it is,
speaking.
Yeah. Yes. So Tesla and the rental car company Hertz had a very big week, and they benefited each other in a major, major way. Hertz ordered 100,000 Teslas as part of its ambitious plan to electrify its fleet. And a first order of Tesla's Model 3 sedans will be available to rent from Hertz in major U.S. and European markets early November. So this is coming up really soon. Mm-hmm. And so this announcement was big for Hertz as well, because they just got... they literally just escaped bankruptcy just a few months ago. So yeah. this was a really big deal for both of them. In fact, so much so for Tesla that this deal put them up into the $1 trillion market cap with companies like Apple, Amazon, and Microsoft. Now, eventually, their price dropped back down again, but at least it did hit that milestone. And this is going to be about $4.2 billion in revenue for Tesla. And anyone renting a Tesla from Hertz will also be able to use the Tesla network of 3,000 superchargers across the U.S. and Europe. So it was a big week for both of them. And, of course, be on the lookout. Hertz has launched a new ad campaign featuring Tom Brady in a very, very funny commercial.
So isn't Uber a part of this, too? Didn't I see that?
Uber made an announcement that of the 100,000 cars that that Hertz is buying from Tesla, 50,000, half of those cars, will be available to Uber drivers to rent at $300-something per week.
Hmm. All right. So there you go. If you like the electric car movement, you're all set. Number 4 this week is a focus on Best Buy and Home Depot and what they're not going to do anymore.
Right. Best Buy, Home Depot, and Lowe's are no longer selling security cameras from the brands Lorex and EasyViz after it was reported that these brands' parent companies have involvement in this, in supplying the Chinese government with surveillance tech, as well as they use these cameras to spy on the Uyghur population. And now we, you know, as we've been talking about in Xinjiang, that it's the Uyghur Autonomous Region. Essentially, they're in, they're an ethnic minority. They're a Muslim Asian group, and they have been basically forced into labor, slavery, whatever you want to call it. It's all awful. And so the U.S. Has been talking about this. The Department of Commerce has been warning that companies should cut all ties with other companies who are, you know, supplying the Chinese government with this. So this statement obviously can apply to Costco, Sam's Club. They sell Lorex products, also tech like Apple, Amazon, Tesla. You know, everybody has some tie to the Chinese government. And so at least stores are now taking a stand against it because consumers are taking a stand, and that's a good thing.
It is. Number three, the Federal Communications Commission votes on something that will hopefully help us all understand what's really going on.
Right, and this is also kind of a continuation of the last story. So the FCC voted this week to revoke authorization for China Telecom's U.S. subsidiary that operates in the U.S. They cited national security concerns. It's a state-owned China Telecom. It's one of the largest telecommunications companies based in China, and it's been in the U.S. for about 20 years. They now have 60 days to get out. And essentially, the FCC, in some very strong language, said basically when they interviewed everyone from this company, they didn't find that there was any transparency, there was no trustworthiness or reliability, so they've got 60 days to pack their stuff and get out.
Right. Good riddance.
Which I think we're all in favor of. I don't think, I haven't heard one person say that they don't think this is a good idea, so good for the FCC, finally.
Number two, another federal agency, the State Department, is set up to do something new. What is it?
Yep, Secretary of State Tony Blinken announced plans for the State Department to create a new Bureau of Cyberspace and Digital Policy. This is kind of overdue as well. The establishment of the Bureau has plans for a new envoy to oversee critical and emerging technology and, of course, watching out for online crimes, notably ransomware, assaults on U.S. infrastructure, which we hear all too often. And so the Bureau is going to focus on international cyberspace security, international digital policy, and digital freedom. So let's hope. I mean, as of this year already, we've paid $590 million to ransomware attacks. So it's ridiculous.
Number one, who cares?
Number one, who cares? Well, Facebook has been in the news all week, and so they've decided that they want to make a big announcement that they're changing the parent company name to Meta. This is their metaverse. And so Facebook will still be called Facebook on the social media app, but the bigger, the larger entity will be called Meta from now on.
Isn't that
obviously
like what
they're
the,
trying to, you know.
Didn't Google change their name to something else and not Google, even though it's always...
Well, they were bought by Alphabet is what you're thinking.
Alphabet.
That's the parent company. So, yes, it's similar to that.
Right. Same thing. Means nothing. Who cares? All right, there it is, the top five items this week from technology. Thanks, Victoria. Doug here at 59.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.